When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. Happy Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, the big guy Ryback. Thank you for tuning in, streaming live on Instagram and TikTok, the big guy Ryback 22, going back and forth from both the tablet to the telephone as we're streaming. And of course, here live on Ryback TV, where you guys can be the co-host of this show. Super chats are greatly appreciated. The ebb and flow of the show goes where your questions goes: health, fitness, supplementation, pro wrestling, sports, and anything and everything in between. It is the only show of its kind in the wrestling category where you are heavily involved each and every show. Available on all podcast platforms, iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated and do help the cause with everything, guys. You can, even though this show is available on the different formats and streaming, the audio version is important and does matter with that. So if you get a chance to ever listen on the audio version, please do. It helps everything tremendously. Sip of black coffee here. Took the dogs for their walk at the park, and we are off to the races. Just got a palm tree removed. We'll talk about that. And waiting, they're going to come out and dig out the stump. And very frustrating, I'll tell you guys, that situation with that. But before we do, you know, as always, plugs first. This show, this podcast is brought to you by My Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors for men and women. He, she, and thee on feedmemore.com. Yeah, we should be all right. I'm looking at the TikTok. It's a little crooked, but it works for the angle that we're at. With everything, you guys were actually today, and with our email and text message program, the email has gone out. I'm gonna make it available to you guys as well on this show for today until midnight Pacific time on feedmemore.com. We've given you a double deal today, a double deal, double trouble, if you will. You can either buy one, get one free with the Pump Plex City or Ultra Premium pre-workout pump formula, non-stimulant, no caffeine in this, the most powerful pump formula that you can get with no harmful artificial sweeteners or colors. Great tasting cherry flavored. Guys, buy one, get one free, no limit. Discount code PUMP, P-U-M-P, BOGO, B-O-G-E-O, PUMP, BOGO with that. Guys, you want 20? 10 of them are free. Capitalize on that massive deal on our Pump Plex City. But wait, there's more. If you're not happy, you don't want the Pump Plex City. For everybody else, we'll give you an overall discount of $40 off your entire order. All you got to do is have an order $100 or up, have $100 worth of items in your cart, whether it's merchandise, supplements, use discount code MARCH40, MARCH40, $40 will be deducted. Spend $160, $40 will come off. Spend $100, $40 will come off. Spend $200, spend $500, $40 will be deducted with discount code MARCH40. Guys, check that out. I'll make sure I put those in the comments with that, with the other discounts that we have available, the other sweet deals going on. Feedmemore.com. It's good to see all of you. Appreciate all 27 of my 430,000 subscribers on YouTube being able to join me for the show today. That number hopefully will trickle up as time goes on, as it has been doing the last few episodes here. But the social media struggles continue. I'm again focusing on my health and doing everything that I can control. It's a horrible situation. I don't wish this on anybody. There's nothing worse than being disconnected from your following, everything that you have worked so hard for and built, and they could literally make you go away like this and for nothing, all because they are partners with WWE, and this is an evil, corrupt game by Vincent Kennedy McMahon that the truth is going to be exposed. I haven't lied about anything yet, so this would be quite the thing to lie about when I've provided proof and shown you that they've wanted my social media account to 2016 and exactly what was going on. And I remain cool, calm, and collected each and every day. Just imagine though, having to provide for your family, and you got to be able to take care of your parents as they're aging, and all the other responsibilities of life, not to mention overcome needing a 5-disc fusion and shoulder replacement and keeping your dog alive and saying, hey, I'm not going to do any wrestling appearances because I want my dog to live. I don't want to put my dog down, and, you know, and having to deal with this stupid, stupid stuff that, you know, I will fight to my death on all of this. I have worked to build all of this, and It is. I've never seen anything to this level on simultaneously, but they always say, like, right before everything's about to get amazing or everything's great, that you're going to be tested more than you'll ever be tested. And it's not those exact words, but like things get really difficult. And like, this is being really difficult, being cut off from your following. It's embarrassing in that, but I don't let it stop me. I can think people with common sense can clearly see, like, this doesn't add up. Something ain't right with all of this, you know? And it's not. And the account, these companies, you're restricted. Can you please tell me? Nope, we can't tell you. Nothing is more corrupt than that. And, what do you do? TikTok, I told you guys about all that. They were wrong. They admitted to being wrong with it. They're not fixing it. They haven't done anything to fix it. So it's, they're like, hey, we cost you just thousands and thousands of dollars and made your brand look bad for 4.5 months. And hey, oops. Oh, well, whatever. When are they going to do that again? You know? Anyways. Hey, buddy, take it easy on the passionate. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and just, I don't like the weirdos in here, buddy. We're going to shell shock you out of here. Thank you for playing though. We got rid of him, guys. Don't worry about it. Hey, you want to be part of the show? All I ask is that you just have a little common sense and logic and just act like a normal human being. You know, if you got to put 10 times in there, oh my God, I'm talking to Ryback, chances are I don't want to talk to you. Thank you, Freddie, for saying strong guy to go through what you are and still be so positive. Good on you. There's no other way to be. And this is where I understand. Like, this is being done to mentally make me self-destruct in the sense of, like, this could cause somebody to do something horrible with this. If you truly understood what they are doing in the game going on. And I just think I go, this is why the forgiveness and things, like, it's going to get that trademark. And it is game on. It is game on. And it is beyond personal. You guys think people in wrestling, you think MJF says some bad things? Just wait. Just wait. I am going for the jugular each and every week. Every single time. There's no holding back anymore on any of this. And I can only say so much. We can only sit there and say what we're going to do so much. I'm looking forward to the moment that I get to put the pedal to the metal again and to shut everybody the fuck up. All right. Good to see you guys. Welcome to the Ryback Show. Perseverance is the key. Evan, good to see you in here. Zako, thank you. Happy Wednesday to all of each and every one of you as well. Today I had to get a palm tree. Is about 4 or 5 weeks ago in Vegas, we got hit with really heavy rain at night, and which we needed. It was great. And then followed by really, really, really heavy winds. And those palm trees I've got in the back, have you ever seen the shots I ever put in the backyard? Beautiful backyard. And I planted a lot of those trees, the palm trees I had done professionally by a tree company. And one of the trees, those trees, man, like I'm very loyal to things in this, and like, I didn't want that tree. I wanted it to be saved. It's been over here over 2 years. It's grown. It was getting big. And I woke up that morning and the tree was bent, and it had, and from the soil, something happened underneath with the wind. The tree itself was intact and alive, but I had to prop it up and get ropes and harness it down. And then also take a shovel and put a shovel into it for extra support until they could come out. And they were supposed to come out today and call me and talk with me so we could discuss what we were going to possibly do. And they, this company's always called me before, and they don't just go like into your backyard and like start working with it, 'cause they have other workers and they, so anyways, I go shower earlier before all this so I could take the dogs and do this, 'cause it was supposed to be the afternoon. Well, they came early in the morning, and which would have been fine if they would have called me, as long as I could have talked to them. So anyways, I get out of the shower and I hear a chainsaw going, and I go, of course. And the tree's already cut down. They just decided, they didn't call. They just came in the backyard and they cut my tree down. And so I had to get a hold of the guy, the manager of the tree company, and they got to come dig out the base, because I need to know what's going on, because it's not the tree. And so if it was planted improperly, the tree company has given me a new tree. And like, that's what I told them that. I go, you guys, if you guys put this thing in wrong, which if you didn't, and the tree just for whatever reason, hey, I'll pay for a new tree with it. But they've already said like, this does not happen. It's not common. I can't find anything with palm trees just snapping or anything like underneath. And so I got to be here when they're going to dig the stump out so that we could all look at this. And we could all make a decision like, hey, whoever planted this probably didn't put the, because they put soil underneath when they dig the hole to be, there's certain things they need to do, these people with it. And they did a great job on all my other trees. So it's odd that just this one tree had an issue. And so the guy, that's what we're, I got to, after this show, they're coming out to dig out the stump. And, but I had to deal with those guys and talk to the guy. I'm like, you guys don't call before you just go in someone's backyard and chainsaw a tree down? Like, they apologize with it. I go, but I told you guys I want to talk to you before this so we can discuss our options here. I go, if this thing could be propped up and mounted for 6, 7, 8 months, you know, or if it just needs to be dug out and replanted properly with it. And like, and I was like, the tree's gone. And I was worried too. I thought the tree company might come and take the tree, dig it out, and then resell it, because it's worth a lot of money, especially at the size it's at now. With it, and they could probably sell that thing for a couple grand for if not more. Like, so I go, I want to make sure they though destroyed the tree, so they aren't selling it. And I told them, I go, look, I know you're not trying to sell the tree. I go, but I paid money for this. I paid a lot of money for all these things. I want to know if this thing wasn't planted properly or not, like I talked about with you. So that was my early morning shenanigans. Come rushing downstairs, throw on my sweater and go outside. I'm like, what are you guys doing, man? Just three. Hola, amigo. No hablo inglés. Telefono, asshole. Howdy, howdy. Yeah, but it wasn't the guy. I cooled down pretty quick. The tree company's been good with me. They've done a lot of work, but I was just like, it's, I want to get more trees, but I'm like, I need to know. And I told the guy, I go, I need to know if there's an issue with the soil, what it is. I go, I want to know this, because I go, I'm not going to pay you to get another tree if there's something with that soil that can't support a palm tree or something went wrong. I go, but I have a feeling. I go, I think something, unless the tree just was a damaged tree, which I even go with them. I go, you guys are the one that provided the tree. So I go, and they go, this doesn't happen, in your own words. I said, so then it's a faulty tree. So I'm like, I go, I have 2 years of investment, like for me, in this tree being in watered and every day, 3 days a week, 5 days a week in the summer, like plant palm tree stuff out there a few times a year. I'm like, I'm invested in this tree, damn it. I didn't want it just destroyed. A sentimental value to me. I wanted to say good. I didn't get to say goodbye damn thing was gone. Just gone. Here 1 minute, gone the next. But anyways, it's all going to be good. Now, I might even not get a palm tree there. I might get another big tree for privacy for my pool. So, because when I got my house, there wasn't supposed to be four homes built behind me. There was supposed to be a low road, and I would have had a high wall, so nobody would have been able to see in my backyard outside of people, which the other trees do a pretty decent job from, like, the other side of the house. But it would have been a lot more privacy, but they didn't. They lied, and they built more homes behind me. And so I've got three homes directly behind my home, and then I've got the other homes right there can see right over my wall. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses directly have access just looking in the backyard. And I'm just like, it was, you know, when I first got this house and on the road with WWE, and I had a clear view of the strip with the hot tub, nobody else around, the neighbors, nobody was living there, the house, they were like never there. So it was like, they were never there. Like, I could just do whatever I wanted in the backyard. And I did. And I did for a while, but then they built the other homes, and those days came to an end pretty quickly. I had some good times in that hot tub. The story, I can't really share any of that. I'm not that kind of person, but had some good times in that hot tub. Now it's just my rehab hot tub of getting my shoulder together. Good times. Yeah, I bet CM Punk owns that tree company and orchestrated the whole thing to cause a grief. My favorite thing of this whole, I love everything of the CM Punk stuff, that the drama that just continues with this guy. The thing, because I keep Twitter off my phone a lot, and then I put it on to put my tweets out, and I use the Buffer app. I've done this forever, but sometimes I leave it on my phone more than others. But like that app, my followers can't see my stuff. It's just not worth it. Like I don't see, like, it's just, you just see like just the horrible things that people, it's even, I always say, make it make sense. The people, out of all the Punk drama, they have like, people are making lists of everybody that he has like has issues with, right? And I'm the one name though that they like, for the people that I see, they go, oh, but Ryback's justified. He was telling the truth about Ryback. I'm like, yeah. You don't think for a minute that he just, everything I've told you, how he's been lying and how he lies though, and like how he lied to make the table thing seem believable, that he didn't mention the padding, and then he had to make it on concrete. And I was like, this stuff all would have came out all when it was going on. There's a reason why it didn't, because it didn't happen. Like, do you think he punked me out and said, no, Phil, I'm dumb as F. I'm dumb AF. Like, if you think in a million years that happened under any situation or scenario, you're out of your mind. That would have, you don't think, knowing how he is and how he needs to feed his ego, he would have pumped that out to the dirt sheets right away. That would have been going, you know why he didn't? Because I would have beat his ass there if he knew that he did that. Instead, he waits till he runs off and goes and does it. And you guys, but hey, he's telling the truth about Ryback. But he likes to make up things and lies and cause problems everywhere else. Let's just go with that. Make it make sense. How anybody could defend a guy that complains about other wrestlers anyways? Oh, he hurt me. Like, anybody that's in the business, I was like, Jesus Christ, like, bro, you shut the hell up. You are, like, you're supposed to be tough. I'll never forget the first time I gave him a slam. Not even, just a slam. He was so brittle and beat up. He was like, oh, my God. And I was like, he couldn't do anything. I'm like, bro, I'm a power wrestler. Like, what? And I go, I'm not slamming you. I'm, like, letting you down easy with it. He's just, but it's like the Hogan Undertaker thing on, like, where he broke my neck or hurt my neck and he didn't even hit his head on the ground. Just like doing things to try to get guys heat. Like, this is who this guy is. I don't know how else to tell any of you. Like, he's getting what he deserves. That's all we're going to leave it at. He's getting what he deserves. But you should be embarrassed for anybody that defends that guy or tries to stand up for him. Ah, he hurt me. Ah, oh, he's so rough. Ah, he broke my ribs, even though there's no medical documentation. And the doctors told me that my ribs were fine, but he broke them. Good to see all of you guys. No, I cannot get a wrestling ring in my backyard. The HOA, not allowed. Not allowed, unfortunately. There's a lot of different restrictions and things in Vegas. And I, you know, maybe if I move and rent this place out on Airbnb, Ryback's house, I'd leave it exactly. I would leave this exactly as is and rent this out on Airbnb for people to stay here. And then I would like have, I've got a kind of a game plan on things that I want, because Airbnb was something I tried to do years ago and it got kicked out with the HOA and the North Las Vegas. And it's a really good investment if you can do it right. And now there's new rules and regulations that it can be done, but we'll wait and see. It's on the list of things to do, but maybe a different place in time will allow me, because I would want even more space than I have to get a chicken farm and also a wrestling ring. Very random. Why does Punk lie and like drama? You'd have to sit down with a psychologist, and I would probably chalk it up to something that happened in his early on development in childhood, and a lack of love and parental issues is probably the most logical thing. And always being in a chaotic atmosphere and needing to duplicate that or replicate that in his adulthood everywhere he goes. He's a self-proclaimed sociopath. I don't know what else to tell you. But hey, not to say he hasn't done some good things, but it's... A guy like that should have been mid-card at best. For the casual public, like, and you saw the UFC stuff. You push the wrong people in the wrong roles, and they gave him too much power, and he causes nothing but problems. But hey, he's, you know, whatever. Let's see here. Yep, Joshua Punk has finally been seen as the baby he is. I agree wholeheartedly. I told everybody this from the beginning when he did all this, and I spoke my truth and said I've never altered or backed down. I have no issue if I ever tell you guys, if I ever hurt anyone. I've told you I kicked R-Truth in a match and hurt R-Truth. And I consider him like one of my favorite people in wrestling. And we still talk. And I remember felt so horrible. It was just a kick to the gut. And it just sometimes, and I usually tell the guy to flex. I've told the story multiple times, and just, I did it and kicked him. And he knocked the wind out of him in the match. And and apologized over and over, and he was completely cool. If anyone would have ever had anything to complain about, that would have been him on that. And he didn't have like broken ribs or anything. And like the Punk just lied. He made some stuff because he had personal issues. And I've told you guys that. Because I wouldn't put up with his BS and his power when it worked, but he would go to Vince and lie to Vince and found all this out later. He was responsible for the eventually tagging with Axel, in which I loved. We made the most of it, but I talked about my quote unquote punishment period that came from him and Heyman lying to Vince repeatedly, in which Cena even came to me and found out at one point. And this is when I started putting it together that what was going on with it. And Cena just goes, he does business an entirely different way. Cena, that was on, me and him were going to work out. We just happened to be on the same shuttle on an overseas tour. And this was when it was going on. And I didn't at the time necessarily understand exactly what he meant, other than I just thought Punk was just like nothing like working with. John was a million times better to work with than Punk, because John cared about the match and cared had about the performance. And John knew how to do good business, even though he was going over. You could still come out of it all right for the most part, if the booking following it up is good. And you know, I learned a lot with it. So, but it is what it is. Ryback is the mystery opponent for Lashley at Mania. I will be at WrestleCon Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Come and see me in LA. Anticipating a really fun, great 3 days. Looking forward to getting out there. California. It's not a tumor. It's going to be a good time. Super Chat, ACW Online. Do you think referees like Earl Hebner and Charles Robinson should be in the Hall of Fame? I think refs are just as important to the product. They're very important to the product. And by the way, and I never got to work with Earl, but Charles I worked with, and we follow each other on social media. Charles is a sweetheart of a human being. He's funny. He's hardworking. That man, from a successful WCW career to a successful WWE career. And I hope they take care of him. And, you know, like Kyoto was another great one. Nothing. I love Kyoto so much. He was so great. He'd been there, the veteran, man. And it sucks to see like those guys not there that were there and gave their lives. They literally gave their lives for the business. And it's like Charles, and at some point, like the way, and hopefully this is why, like Kyoto, like they just released him years ago. And it's like, the guy is a great referee. And has so much experience that you could pass down to all the younger guys, and they're like, you just, it's just weird how like it's just like a, it's a, you know, like a pet, you know, you would think, you know, the longer you have your pet, the more loyal and caring, and you know, you want to take care of it forever, and you know, but like it's that's like taking a pet that's like 12 years old but can live to be 18 years old and is in perfect health still, and you just take it in the backyard and just shoot it just because, like, oh, it's 12. It's like, that's kind of how like things there. And they did it with Eaton, Mark Eaton, the guy that used to do the beers to Stone Cold. I was there for that, and he was always so great to talk to and so nice. And you just see like there's no loyalty. Like, look, all the people you grew up watching, nobody's connected to the company outside of Taker's, like the only one that has some sort of relationship. Everyone else is like disconnected from it. If you ever like noted, like everybody you're watching now is like going to be disconnected at some point, the way that used to be. Maybe it changes, you know, with all of that. But I think the referees are extremely important to the product and to the match. And there's I got along with the referees great, all of them that I ever got to work with. And I've talked to you guys about that, on how important they are, for especially for TV. For giving cues and to keeping everything, like they help the flow of the match, and to know when to stay out of it. Like, you know, I know there's a lot of stuff with people and the different referees. You know, Charles is really good too at being animated at the right times, but he doesn't do it all the time. He knows like specific things where he adds to the value of the match, where some referees can be overly animated for like all of it, and it's a distraction from the match. And I think that's something like you can learn a lot from watching guys like Charles and Kyoto and these guys that know when to be small, because they're not the match, but they are an important part of the match. They are involved in the match, but it's the match is between the fight. It's like a boxing referee, or, you know, you're there to keep order and structure. You're not there to necessarily get yourself over with it. I have no problem with referees and being acknowledged and having social media and getting all the attention and getting attention and having a following. I think that's all amazing and great. I just think it's also, you got to be a good referee and be respectful of the two people that are in there taking all the bumps and putting their bodies on the line, and just try to keep the focus on that as much as possible. Because if you're doing animated stuff all the time, you're telling me you're trying to take attention, which is from the people that are putting their bodies, you know what I mean? So, hey, right time, right place on a really big thing, that's awesome when you add, but like if you do it all the time, I think it can come off the wrong way. And, you know, I've never been around anyone that's ever done that or anything, but, and if I ever did see it, I would have a conversation with them and explain, look, if you want to do whatever, but like during this, just please, let's just try to keep everything on this. And if there's something in particular, that's cool with it, but that also can come with experience, but everyone has a different mindset. But Charles and guys like that, you know, Tim White was another one. Wasn't around refereeing, but he was with me on some appearances in WWE. He got assigned to me, and he was always so cool and so great, and he would always tell little stories, and he'd always taken Andre the Giant around, and he's been around the business for a long, long time, and he was a great man. ACW Online Super Chat. Thank you. And this was, oh, I apologize. That was the, sorry. That was what I just answered on it. I didn't realize I took it off the screen. Sorry. The but referees are very important, man. Referees are very important. Would I ever consider a WWE return with Triple H as head of creative? There's so much that needs to go on, so I'm waiting to get my Ryback trademark documentation. This is getting, we're getting closer and closer on all of this. I just talked to my attorney yesterday, actually, following up on a few things, and I'll explain more in the beginning of April what kind of it was going on that I needed to kind of wait here and to get, make sure there's full clearance on one thing. That situation is, Hunter already knows, they reached out when that we had that settlement, and they go, oh, to repair the relationship. They made zero efforts to do that. They just made me spend money for a year that I shouldn't have had to spend with it. And they should have resigned this from the very beginning. They know all the wrong. They know everything they're doing. This is so illegal and corrupt, everything that they have done with this. It's so personal with it. And Hunter knows, and I've told you guys, I sent Hunter a message with it, and I told him exactly how I felt with it. And I go, I'm going to get the trademark. And I told them my stipulations. I said on this very fairly, nothing aggressive, like as far as like insulting them or anything. And I go, this is what you've done. And I go, if you don't understand, I go, if you guys, you say you want to repair this, but if you make no efforts on this, I go, we can't, unless these things are addressed and taken care of, I go, I will get the trademark and I will never look back at you guys ever again. I go, we will forever be done. And I go, I don't care if you think there's nothing. I go, I don't care. I go, I don't know. Like, I will be able to still wrestle. I will have my brand, and my truth will be known one way or the other with it. And that, so that solely falls in their court on that. There's a lot they know they have to take care of on this stuff of what they done, but that's on them. And I can already tell you, he is afraid to talk to me. He is afraid. He is afraid to, because this is based off all our prior things and conversations, because I just simply give them facts and the truth, and I don't back down when I know that I'm right on stuff. And it's not even a matter about being right and wrong. It's about them lying and stabbing me in the back on things over and over and over and over again, and me staying positive and putting them first time and time again. And then when I walked out, that was the day I said, no more putting you guys first on anything. So it's, I thought after Hunter had the heart deal, and that he would become a more, you know, just sympathetic person and understanding life. And I don't think that it's, and I'd heard some things from people, but I think he has, there's issues. There's something on his side of things. Vince is a whole other, I don't think Hunter is nowhere near like Vince. As far as Vince is satanic, he's pure evil. Anybody that he's orchestrated all the social media stuff. This is why I don't think Hunter has orchestrated the social media stuff. I think he's aware of it. He's fully, and he hasn't stopped it with it. I think this is directly a play from Vince, knowing what I know with everything going on with it. But I just don't think there's been plenty of opportunities. And they talked to the WWE attorney when I did do my deposition in Vegas, and he was aware. And I go, Hunter got my message. And he goes, yes, he got your message. And I go, a phone call's free, by the way. I go, even better. Yeah, I go, in person would be best with him and Stephanie. I go, let's have a real conversation. And he goes, I'll communicate that. But they won't. They know the wrongs that they have done this whole game with it. And so they are then confronted with that and me in person. And they, like I've said, the conversations in the past with Hunter, I've shut him down when he's tried to lie. And he literally puts his head down. I swear to God, like this is, it's not like me trying to look tough and look, this is so personal with what they have done to me from the ankle and putting them first and them lying about taking care of me and putting the company first and dropping my malpractice lawsuit. And so, but I attempted with it and Hunter's scared, and that's where everything stands. It's like, it's not stopping anything from me with it. I go, I'm going to get my trademark. I'm going to get the social media shit fixed. I'm going to get it fixed, like one way or the other. I will get it fixed, or I will die trying getting this fixed with it, because it is so corrupt. And at some point in time, after it would, years after, if this happens and goes my entire life of not getting fixed, and I accumulate 50 million followers and I have this same horrible impressions on everything and blah, 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 blah. I promise you, at some point after my death, they're going to find out something, and this stuff is going to come out. And it will, I will be vindicated, and it will, and justice will be served whether I'm here or not for it. But I will not stop, because I just, it's not right. But good to see all of you guys. I am, I have, no, so I am, I eat a lot of plant-based foods. I have made some adjustments in my body, and I'm going to talk about this more in depth. I'm giving it some time. I could touch on it a little bit today on what's going on and what I've learned since I went, made the switch years ago and went vegetarian and then went vegan. And, let me do this super chat and we will address that. Cause I think this is a good talking point. Evan, Amy Art 91. Thank you, buddy. Have a large black coffee on me, big guy. Thank you very much, Evan. I don't know, euros. Euros is euros worth more than dollars now? Or it's very close. I think last I checked, the euro and the dollar are very similar. Thank you, buddy. Alex J, super chat. Welcome to the Ryback Show. Hey, big guy, hope all is well. My brother Zach and I look up to you greatly. Today is his birthday. Just hoping to get a shout out for him. Take care. Alex, thank you very much. And Zach, happy birthday, my man. I hope you have a great day and get everything that you wanted and have some cake and ice cream for the big guy, because I'm on a very low-carb day. I'm dieting. I am looking lean and mean and ready to throw some meat hooks and shell shocks. But I would really like some cake and ice cream right now. Happy birthday, man. I hope it's a good one. Good to see all of you. Vince said to come back. He needs someone to job to Lashley. Yeah, Lashley's in the ring, and then feed me more hits. Place goes absolutely ape shit. Just a massive pop. Come out to the ring as ferocious as ever. And it just boom, spear. Hurt Lock, dead, Lashley, hands raised, Ryback return. That would continue my trend of horrible WrestleManias. Everyone's like, what? Then I would just go and make a tweet, everybody, and about how I was so glad what a great performance that was of physical acting. Ryback, why don't wrestlers ever have to use the bathroom on screen? This ranks up there. I think this is actually crazier than the popcorn shit question, quite frankly. Why don't wrestlers have to use the bathroom on screen? Well, one, recording in bathrooms is typically frowned upon in general in our society. Two is wrestlers typically go to the bathroom, which you have time to go to the bathroom before going out there. And it's not like, oh man, I really have to piss. Well, you know, I'll just wait till the middle of the match. I'll just head up the arena, go take a piss real quick. And they're like, please, Michael Cole, and please, guys, just, we need to take a 5-minute intermission while the big guy goes and drains his hog. Like, are these the questions we're asking in 2023? I really want to know this. These are the questions we're asking in 2023. Like, my God, we are in trouble. The world, my advice is stay off social media as much as possible. Live in the real world. Protect our bubbles, because there's billions of people and just mindsets out there that we do not want to be exposed to. Yeah, God. Or you could just be like CM Punk and shit yourself in the ring. That had to be pretty embarrassing. Bro shit himself in the ring. Weak mind, weak body, weak bowels. God. On screen, yes, on screen so you see them naked. Well, they did do a Big Show segment in the bathroom, WWE, which was very odd. though, with him and William Regal, that it was very, very entertaining, where Big Show ends up pissing, I think, on, was it, or no, Regal ends up pissing on Big Show, and Big Show's wearing this, I thought it was an awesome, like, sweatsuit outfit, which was great, because it showed the urine, all, and I'm curious, too, I bet you, I'm like, I wonder, you know, if they used one of those fake Wizinators for that segment, which they should have, but knowing Vince, I could see, oh, we got to use real piss. He needs to piss on Big Show. I've never got that story. I wonder if one of them I've ever told if they used real piss or not. Good to see all of you guys. Vince McMahon helped cover up a murder for Superfly Jimmy Snuka. Absolutely correct. Vince McMahon is the definition of pure evil. I wouldn't be shocked if that he was is connected. I don't have any details on that per se, but that I'm telling you, if you know on it. And I said the only thing I ever underestimated leaving was his pettiness on holding on and trying to sabotage everything that I did outside of wrestling. It is, but I'm protected. I am the chosen one. I am protected, and his fall will be, it will be, I will be smiling, and I stand firm on that. I stand firm. He never has intimidated me. He's never like looked at him and like as a superior. His wealth does not impress me. I just see an empty, empty demonic soul that makes me angry on it. And, it's just a scared little boy in an old man's body. And he just happened to make a bunch of money off the love of human beings that sacrifice everything for him and for wrestling because they love wrestling. And he exposed that and took advantage of it. And he's given back nothing to the past performers in wrestling and the fans. He's what, if you have that amount of wealth and you can't come up with a health insurance fund to take care of pro wrestlers, that would only make you look better. Like, because there's a reason why he hasn't done books and done things to help people. Because he does. It's not that kind of person. And this is it is a corrupt, carny piece of shit. And it's so many of the talent and the former talents kiss his ass because they're afraid of getting blackballed or what they do. They put out the lies. But I'll stand up to this all day long because I'll fight for what's right. I don't care if any of the other wrestlers are scared or whatnot. I speak the truth, and I always have. On it, and because they've made this personal, and I'm going to win. I am going to win. Hello, hello. What are my thoughts on the day you and the other guys of the Nexus finding out you were going to kick Darren Young out of the Nexus on 8/16/10? Sad day. And it was, I don't think any of us felt good about it, and it seemed way too soon. It didn't feel right. It sucked because Darren was so nice, and he unfortunately got left out of different things of like when the group was like looking good. And they always like made sure to reserve spots for me, for like the guys that they were essentially protecting in the group to stand out. And Darren got left off a lot of things, and we recognized it. And so we would sometimes like let Darren get something here, Fred. But Fred will even tell you, he was not aggressive enough and too nice. But it's difficult, and that's where you got to have a little bit of an asshole in you. That's just because I've heard Jericho say that. But you've just got to have that extra little thing in which I think he's learned and has now, which is very valuable. You got to know when to get yourself over, and you got to know when to take a step back. And there was a lot of guys out there and with all of that, but we kind of like, it was just a kind of a upsetting thing to us. Like like Vince and them were like, we're looking at him as like a weak link for how like the story, where it was going. It's just like, but that's just the business. And like, but we all had have a good relationship and great relationship. And it was a bond that we'll all forever have. With it was a really cool, special time, special moment, man. But when that group, informing that group, and so when doing that, and then me getting injured right after, and having to watch it all kind of just kind of not go as how we all envisioned it, it sucked, man. But I would meet with Wade every week. Wade would come after Wade would on his off. This is why me and Stu, man, are always going to be. He's one of my who I consider him one of my genuine friends in pro wrestling, and forever will be. He's even with all of this, he's him, Ziggler. Like we communicate enough, stay in contact. We never let anything going on company wise affect friendship or anything. And, you know, and we all know how everything is anyways, but, he would always come and meet, we'd go get food every week or most weeks. And, we didn't know I was going to be out. We didn't know that was early in the complications, but he kept meeting me every week, man. We talk about things and watching him, he was getting pushed really well. And I was happy, but I felt horrible being out. And, but that just shows like what kind of guy I feel like Stu is, Wade, with that. And he felt like I was a very important part of the group. And even though I wasn't in it anymore, cause I was out with everything and then later came back as Ryback. But that was always, I always remember that very fondly, like, cause he was busy. He was only home a day and a half a week and he would come in and literally I would have to come crutching in. We'd go get wings at Hooters or at this Ranch House Grill in Tampa, Florida. And every week, man, we talk, and that's where we started talking about business and books. And I really got into audiobooks and listening and learning about how to take the money we're making and make more money. And we would like trade books and different things or ideas of different books. And so he'll forever be a great friend. I like to say a lot of things. When you're doing a podcast and you're live, you know, you'll say, and someone says, do you like to say with everything? And I don't, it's not something I think about with everything. Yeah, it's definitely, Mike, it's cool. Mike says it's really cool to have made friends like that in such a competitive environment. Yeah, it's something that, you know, that's where it's good to just have a few people, two or three, even just one person, somebody that, you know, you can trust and where it's really, really valuable with that because it is very competitive and it's acting and you're competing for roles, you know? And so that too, that's why contracts are really important and learning this stuff. And because the more secure you have, the more secure your finances are. And if your booking isn't going to influence your finances and if creative is outlined in something that is kind of mapped out to a degree with that, you don't have to have that added stress of this made up bullshit, you know, and worry about people and producers and things. People come up with lies because it's like, it's one of the reasons I'm telling you guys this. There's a reason why more guys are not more popular in wrestling is from all the producers and people in wrestling sabotaging their pushes with things and so many jealous guys and insecure. All it hurts is the wrestlers and the fans. So many people have been capable of getting massively over and they take it away. And because these people, they never had it. And so these people stay in the business and you see it with all the promotions. When guys start going, you saw it with the guy Wardlow. I guarantee you there's people in there. There's stuff going on, giving quote unquote suggestions that don't have his best interest at heart. And it sucks. Because it takes away all that cool stuff and money and for the fans, the entertainment and the excitement. And two, another thing, talent hurt themselves too, wanting to be friends with everybody. You have to want to go get over. You have to want to be a star. You can't be concerned with being buddy-buddy with everybody. That is what makes matches where things get boring and like you have to have like, this is such a unique thing. It takes special people to do this and to excel at it on multiple fronts. So, merch, obviously now owning my stuff, that drastically is changed. I would have to look on it's horrible percentages with that stuff. And I can tell you like exactly 100%. I just know it was something along the lines of like when I used to do like photos, me and Cena would do the photos for the shows and sign the big photo, sign thousands of them, and they'd sell them at the arenas and like and for people they can get frames, or they would even put them sometimes in little cool little frame things. But I mean they would sell those things for $20-$30 and we would get I don't know if it was like 87 cents or something. It was something in that vicinity. And you just, I remember when I found out the percentages and I had a conversation with them and I just said, I go, I get here early and I sign all these. And I said, because Orton was the one, Orton had a problem. Orton would quit doing it. Orton didn't want to do it because it was, he just goes, this, like the percentages were such shit on it. And I go, how are you guys? You know, I'm grateful that we're doing this on it. But and I remember it was that horrible human being, Jane Geddes, was in John Laurinaitis' position for a bit. And she just did not understand the business or anything. And I go, I would like to have a conversation about this. You know, like, you know, I'm out selling Cena. Like, we're doing some cool things here on this. Like, why is this so bad? And that wasn't for me. I was talking about for everybody on that. Like, and I explained, I go, we get here hours early, do this. Like, you know, I just think those numbers are a little off. You know, I'm not asking, not even asking for half on it, but like, I mean, to not compensate the talent, a quarter, 80 something cents, and you're profiting, those things are pennies on the dollar to get made, and they'd get tons of them made dirt cheap. So, t-shirts were just as bad. T-shirts were like $30, you get a dollar per every shirt. Like, I mean, and if you sell a lot, you can make some decent money, but it's the percentages were just not good on any of that. And you have no negotiating power on those early contracts. What's the attitude towards weed in the locker room? Well, last I heard, WWE has thrown away the marijuana fine that used to be, I think, $2,500. So, which I don't think they told the talent about it from what I was told, but they just did away with it maybe over a year ago, year and a half ago, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe even 2 years. That now the talent, I think it's not an issue anymore because marijuana is legal in multiple places here in the United States, Vegas being one of them. With it, and a lot of the talent, that was one of the things very beneficial to a lot of the talent with that. That and I know there's different groups that would use it at different times and whatnot. So I've never had any issue with anyone ever doing it. I never saw it ever hurt anyone. Never, you know what I mean? Like, where it's detrimental or anything being around it, or so. Hello, I'm looking at some of your chats here, guys. I'm doing a lot better. Thank you, Peyton. Shoulder's doing great. Continuing. There's more work that needs to be done, but I'm in a very good position. I physically look very, very close. There's still a few improvements and things I'm working on. I've got the scar tissue in a particular area, but we are way, like, this is, I'm in a very good position right now in the timing of everything with that documentation. And that's where I'm working relentlessly here. And I just say it's never been done before. So you just got to kind of understand, you know, when you need to have your shoulder replaced, we're not dealing with like being injury prone. Like, I've wrestled hurt and I have wrestled. I had one of the best stints of my time there, missed very little time overall in 4.5 years straight. And I've had a couple horrible injuries over my career, but this is something that was not caused by, it was from the cortisone and that they were pumping me full of and the Toradol and just an unfortunate incident and with everything. So, you know, the bioaccelerator, they regrew my disc. That was game over with that. So that blessed to have my health back on that end. And the shoulder stuff, though, it's a very complicated deal. I used to not be able to shake people's hands at things. I did, but it would kill me. My shoulder would, I'd go to shake people's hands early on at the meet and greets or things I did. My shoulder would just be like, it like would almost like fall in place. Like it would just shift and it would just send this like horrible pain because my joint was just bouncing around. Like it was just so loose and messed up. And, you know, most people would have just got the shoulder replacement. I'm telling you, the pain, I've got a very high pain tolerance and it's gotten a lot higher because of the injuries I've gotten. Just my body But I always had a high pain tolerance to begin with. Just to give you, I always wanted WWE to show this, and they claimed they lost the footage. When I broke my ankle when I was in Nexus, Tyson Kidd, I ran, got the hot tag. My boots were too narrow, messed up by the boot company. I had no other boots to wear for the tour. That was the only boots I brought. It was just as much my fault on it. Like, just wear it. I had no other option. Horrible thing. My boots were too narrow for my feet on it. So I was wobbly. And so we just hope to make the best of it, get by on this loop, and I'll get the boots fixed when I get back. Unfortunately, night one, coming in for the hot tag, Nexus, me and Otunga, I get the hot tag against the Hart Dynasty. Tyson Kidd drop kicks me, and they didn't want me bumping. They specifically wanted me just to do like the get rocked, and he's going to rock me around, and then we'll start bumping and feeding it at the right time. While I'm coming in, as I go to plant, he kicks me, my foot rolls over, and the way that he kicked, my impact, like, it ripped my ankle and broke in three places. I fell down. Tyson goes, oh, he wasn't supposed to go down. I pop right back up, and we do the entire comeback. I'm running on my ankle flopping. So you know what? Connor broke his ankle, Connor McGregor. I'm trying to give you guys. So my foot wasn't entirely broken to that. It broke in three places and was dangling. I had no control. So I'm just running, but I'm making sure I'm coming down as straight as I can but my ankle could have snapped completely at any point in time and rolled again, but I was able to stay coordinated enough that didn't happen. And I spiral broke my bone. So every step that I'm taking, my bone just kept breaking all the way up my leg, my fibula, all the way up this left side of my leg. I just keep going because that's who I am. It's probably the most impressive thing any of you would ever seen in a pro wrestling ring. With it. And I always wanted WWE to show that, to show my love and my passion and my dedication and my ability to keep going no matter what. Oh, we lost it because they knew that legally they should have stopped that thing right away. And they didn't want that footage getting out. And it bothers me to this day. And I know they have that footage, and it's the most, you think Triple H's quad tear, it makes that look like a little baby with it. That's why I was like, it's so personal with me on some of this, because that would show people, Jesus Christ, this guy's something else. But nope. So it's just, but I, those that know Tyson, ask Tyson Kidd about it. He'll tell you. He tells the story. He always told it pretty regularly. I don't think you guys have ever seen anything like it, but enough tooting my own horn on that. Roman, the Goodfellas commercial was very entertaining. I agree. That was, those Hollywood segments they've done for that have all been very good. All of them. Everyone that's on, I think that stuff is so cool, man. It lives on forever. A lot of work goes on to getting that stuff. That's what I was telling you guys. The amount of work that goes into getting those shows off each and every week, with the amount of people. There's a lot of very talented people in every area. Jack says, why did the WWE fight for the Ryback name? To keep the character or to stop you going elsewhere as Ryback? Multiple reasons, primarily their number one goal on this is trying to dry me out and try to take away my ability to earn money outside of pro wrestling. With it, so they know they wanted to keep my expenses on the legal end of things as high as possible for as long as possible with it, and that if I ever like decided at some point, like if they wanted, like I needed to go back, and where I would crumble and come back, and then they still would have ownership of it. They still, you know what I mean, that I would have to, there were multiple reasons on that was done. And also legally, this is why I want the documentation, even though I'm legally Ryback Reeves with them. Like, and this is why with another major company or something, even if I come in as I own the big guy, I own Feed Me More, and I'm legally Ryback Reeves, they could still, because of the trademark stuff going on, they could then possibly tie that company up in legal matters, which no company, no, who's going to want to, you know what I mean? Just use some common sense here with it. So it's, even though we could have said like Ryback Reeves, they still can get tied up because of everything going on with it. And that was advised to me, and to just get that documentation. So, and then there's no issues with it. It's over and done with. I own everything, and we move forward. Health is wealth. Health is wealth, Peyton. I used to play video games as a kid. I do not play video games anymore as an adult. Who was the nicest diva? A lot of them are sweethearts. Me and Alicia Fox have always been good friends. I've known her all the way. She came down to Deep South Wrestling and then was later at Ohio Valley Wrestling. Her and Kelly Kelly, and Kelly was a sweetheart as well. And I knew Kelly pretty well. And they were just young. They were like, they came into the system. They were 18 years old, I think. They got hired by John Laurinaitis. I'll never forget. We were in Deep South and like the two models, and they go, "We've got these two beautiful models. They're 18-year-olds." And it was like the directive. Everyone was like, "You guys are not to touch them. You guys are not to try to sleep with them," which is the worst thing you could tell a group of young men, pro wrestlers, is that these two women are off limits. And but they're both amazing, and so. It was it's crazy to look at things and to see. We're like, man, I was 22 at 23 at the time, and they were 18, and we're all just kids essentially still. But they're 4 years younger on it now. Like everybody's, you know, a lot older with everything, and some out of the business or never doing it again, and so. Yeah, the more you tell someone to stay the way, the more they pursue. It's very true. It's very, very true. Jack says, "Will I carry on these live streams when you signed with someone?" Yeah, this is my podcast, man. You know, I don't know that again, the frequency might be changed up from, again, not 5 days a week, but to one. But this show is part of my brand. And there's just there. I told you guys it's. Don't be shocked if there's shows where I do guest here and there. I prefer this version of it, and because it makes it unique. It ties in more when we do talk about things other than pro wrestling with Feed Me More Nutrition. And I think this allows for a better, I think because a lot of people are scared also to answer questions. And I think being a business owner and being very transparent and I think having communication with people and is important, and you could answer questions and things directly, because that's why I tell it there's no better. And this is again, suppressing the content, it lowers my voice that should be very loud. And it's not. So when people are pushing out lies and things, it makes it more difficult, but this is better than not doing anything. And that's why I sometimes would bring on these people that are crazy to let you guys see, this is what we're dealing with here. Right. And so, but a lot of people, you know, it's like on my videos and stuff I see on TikTok, and I talked about like that Roman Reigns one or me packing my gear bag. And like, it's crazy when I see comments from like little 20-year-olds or 21-year-olds or even some of the older people, they're like, this guy hurt everybody he's ever been in the ring with. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, it's crazy. The narrative that the people are, these dudes, they just take these videos, they watch these little things, and it's like, no. We literally, I told you, like, we laugh about this stuff. Like Ziggler, we talk about the things that some of you guys come up with and the theories and the narratives you come up with. And like, they couldn't be any further from the truth. But it's like, just little kids, it's like, block, move on, scurry off. But there's no better thing than actually talking and communicating with someone to your audience. And then let them make a educated decision over time, you know. But we live in the day and age of clickbait videos of people that everyone's just trying to make content. And they'll just put out a video and make somebody look bad. They don't think they're just trying to get famous off of it. And that's all that it is. But you got to be smart enough not to like to look at that and go, that's not like a legit thing. I should get the WWE title with my name. Yeah, I'm very grateful that a lot of you do think that I should have been champion, and I do appreciate that. And it doesn't matter. I just should have played the role of champion on that, which I did with the Intercontinental Champion. But it holds no bearing on who I actually am, or like the success of my life or anything like that. And I think that's a big mistake that some pro wrestlers can get tied up that how they're used on TV, and that they let that affect them. In life in the real world with it, when it's all just physical acting, You'll never see somebody in a movie and they play a movie and they have just like, they're not playing the lead role, but they have a good role in the movie, a great role in the movie even, but it's not entirely all about them. That doesn't make them a loser. They get applauded for it. That's why I've always tried to tell you guys with fans and pro rep, you should be respect and applaud the men and women that do this and that play the different roles rather than shit on them and talk trash about them because they went out there and, you know, if Cody doesn't go win at WrestleMania, does that mean Cody Rhodes is a failure? Does that mean that his life, that he let his dad down or did? No, he literally is going and playing a role that he knows he's going to go out there and do. That's literally all that it is. But then what happens is people, writers and things, they want to get clicks. They want to make money. So they'll come up with an article and Cody Rhodes failed to get the job done. Cody Rhodes doesn't accomplish his dreams. The story doesn't get finished. Blah, blah, blah. Cody Rhodes is mid-card at best. They start inflicting their opinions and things. And then you people read this shit and then start attacking the wrestlers. And then you wonder why you get blocked and why nobody's like, man, you can't conversate with that. And that's what goes on. That's why any of you that get blocked by people, it's because of the stupid stuff you say more often than not. Good to see all of you. Hello, hello. What are your thoughts on WWE superstars can't sign autographs outside WWE? I love that rule. I think that is a very good rule. We talked about that the other day a little bit. If they do, I don't know if they've made that official, but if they do make it official, I'm all for it. Completely cuts off those crazy stalkers that go up to the airports and the hotels and showing up with all the stacks of cards and figures and all the different things that they're trying to go instantly sell and make money off of. It's not like they're giving the talent money. That would be the actual, you want to know how you get your stuff signed? And here's how let me give the marks some tips on how to profit off the wrestlers. If you've got a figure and you do your work and you know you've got a signed Rey Mysterio figure or a Rey Mysterio figure that signed can sell for $100. You know for a fact you could flip this for $100. You'd be nice to offer him $40, $50, $60, something. Go here, can I give you a little something for this autograph? And what you're doing, then nobody would have any problem with that. It'd actually like, hey, that's pretty cool. Thank you. Give me lunch at the airport here and for when I get in on that. No problem. And you're still going to make money off of it. You're not going to make as much, but you're also being a good person doing good business. But you guys have shot yourselves in the foot. You don't pay for anything. You want free shit. You bring your kids up to the airport all goddamn night like idiots. Man. And you wonder then, and then somebody says no, and then you try to post a video and make them look bad. It's like, no, you guys are the horrible bad people. We all know it. How dare you try to make somebody look bad who's going out of their way for you? How dare you? That's what I think about that. Hello, 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 super chat. Nino, good to see you, buddy. Hey, Ryback, have you heard of cart narcs? I have heard of it. Very entertaining. I always return my cart and return other carts as well. I'm still loving the Feed Me More Nutrition products. Thank you very much, Nino, a Feed Me More Nutrition regular from the beginning, and I greatly appreciate it, man. I have seen the different episodes of the cart narcs, though, and I do enjoy it. That guy... I always worry for him sometimes that people are going to snap, but he seems to always be able to get away. But people would rather, I'm always entertained by the cart narc stuff that like the person will sit there and not return the cart. The cart return is not far away, but they will sit there and argue for 10, 15, 20 minutes when if they would just go put the cart back and leave. Like the whole situation, honestly, they go, you know what? This isn't worth it. He goes, I should have returned it. This is stupid. And like, just go return it. The thing's over. And the guy, he can, whatever, like you've returned the card. He's not going to be, he has no reason to block you. But if he is going to, now it's turned on him. Now he's, you know, you can get him in some trouble maybe, but it's wild. people will go to all lengths to justify not returning their shopping carts. And I just say, if you don't return your shopping carts, there's nothing more disgusting and more lazy. You show me a person who doesn't return their shopping carts, and I'll point you to Paul Heyman, because I know that motherfucker ain't returning his shopping carts. Just no good, man. No good. Yeah, a lot of people are plain lazy. They think that the world owes them everything, and it's everyone else's job to return their shopping carts so their carts can block lanes and run into other cars, and because their poor mindset has got them nothing in life, so everyone else deserves it too. Thank you to everyone in TikTok. Our IG stream has ended. Thank you. Thank you. Barbie in here. Is Barbie another? Did Mandy Castillo change to Barbie Black now? But Barbie, I appreciate, says you're still standing tall even after WWE threw everything at you, trying to ruin you, but they failed miserably. I agree. They literally tried to destroy my reputation and my brand with everything by publishing false articles with partners of theirs over and over and over again, putting out lies, paying Mark Henry to come up with the lies of CM Punk to reinforce that, to try to hurt me from signing anywhere else, which will not work with any of it. And it's, they've tried to cut me off multiple ways. I've still become one of the most followed pro wrestlers after my time in WWE on it. They have failed miserably, I would say too, but at the same time, things need to be made right. And they have slowed things down and done a lot of damage in that process still. So, but if you don't think I've not been protected with how I've gotten my health back and like and everything I've said has come true, just hang around. Just hang around. You'll see one way or another. You will see. Ryback, do you think a boom period similar to the Attitude Era is possible in the social media era? Absolutely. It is, and it needs to be, you need to get, it's going to come, it's going to be a team effort, and I would like to be a part of that. I think that is, I think it's more than possible. I think it's easier than ever, too. You can work people even more with social media and do a lot of cool things, so we'll see what happens, huh? I saw Corey and Carmella at a Pirates game. Carmella is tiny. Cool, bro. I don't know what you really were expecting. Good to see all of you. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you very much. We're going to throw a little shell shock out there. Get him out of Rybackville. Barbie Black catfishing for attention. Mandy Castillo hasn't been back since I've asked her to come on screen to verify her identity. Mandy was dubbed the hottest Ryback show listener by some of the chat members, and we invited her on, and she conveniently wasn't able to, and then has since not been able to show up on the live shows. Hopefully she's still listening from afar. Mandy Castillo has rebranded as Barbie Black. And it's really a person, but there's such a mark that they're like, I got to come up with a fake name so that they don't think it's like suspicious, but they're like Barbie Blank, Barbie Black. They'll never like guess, like they're just wild, just wild. Mandy Castillo is now Barbie Black. Super chat. Deezer 815, thank you. Or is it Diesel 815? Feed me more. Much respect from the Hershey, PA area. Your return should start the Attitude Era. Finish it. Thank you very much, buddy. Hershey, PA. I tell you this, man. Hershey is notorious for amazing, amazing crowds. I love wrestling in Hershey. My babyface times I've been there, and I think I've worked heel there once or twice as well, all absolutely just outstanding, efforts from the crowd, loud into everything. And I remember doing a Christmas loop there, and I think I might have wrestled Ryder there. I was probably a heel, and he was a babyface, and I just, but loud as can be, the excitement was just jam-packed, sold out. Man, it was Hershey is very good. Good to see all of you. Have I ever done the first pitch or anything for a game? No, I actually got contacted to do that years ago, and I turned it down. I with my shoulder, I can't throw. I played baseball my whole life. I wouldn't do something like that and put myself under any. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't try to throw it left-handed or anything. So that was. But I've been contacted for it. I just for some appearances to do that, and that's just not something that I would do now. Super chat, Abel Ambrosio says, thank you very much. Do you see any returns at WrestleMania? I don't, you would think that it's, and Hunter has done some pretty multiple returns with people. We'll have to wait and see. Like, I wouldn't be shocked at, if Braun debuted. Not at Mania, but probably after Mania for him. Unless there was something, unless I said, Bobby, if they're doing something and they want to get Braun, Braun beating Bobby or having a really strong showing with Bobby at WrestleMania is a hell of an introduction onto the main roster, and establishes him pretty well depending on how they carry that all out. If Roman wins, do we see anything? Do we have anything? I think having The Rock involved is so difficult if he's not involved with the Roman stuff, because if he's in there and he makes an appearance and he's not involved with the Roman stuff, it's a little weird. It could be anyways, I guess, for people. I wouldn't be shocked to see Stone Cold do a segment with someone like LA Knight or Miz take a stunner or something at some point in one of the nights. So I think that's on the table, or could be, not out of the question. Wouldn't shock me with that. Outside of that, I don't really know who else could come back or return or anything that would be worthy of WrestleMania return. So Mo, check out the Feed Me More Nutrition, my supplement line, the Wake Up Unlimited Energy, my man. That, I'm telling you, is the greatest pre-workout / energy supplement. No crash, calorie free. We got mango candy in stock. Pink lemonade is on reorder. And along with our Shell Shock weight management formula, which stacks really well with that as well. That hopefully they're going to have done in the next upcoming couple of weeks here. They have the labels, and they just messaged me today, my supplement manufacturer, and I'm hoping they bump me up a little more off the chart that I'm on to get, they've done it before. They're very good to me, to get this back in stock, because it's our best seller. That Wake Up, though, and we are advertising on TikTok now. I've got everything finally, my ads running on TikTok. And we're going to be running more. I'm probably going to be pulling all marketing off of Instagram and Meta. Which they've lost a lot of money to TikTok. And I will make sure I make an announcement on that officially when I officially pull it all from there. I'm done giving them my money. I hope Zuckerberg goes to hell and rots away forever. He is these people, and they've got my account shadow banned. This is knowingly shadow banned on there with it. They refuse to answer any of the support requests asking for more information. Why are you doing this? I'm telling people I provide misinformation. It's stupid. It's just being this, all this stuff. I go, it hurts me every single day. And when I post my stories and I put the memes with, and then I plug my stuff. There's a massive difference between getting 20, 25, 30,000 views on your stories to getting 400, 500, 300 on some. That's what's being seen. It's not being distributed out. And you do that across all the platforms. Look at YouTube. YouTube is completely wiped out. My YouTube is I never thought it would get to this point of working this hard and building this up and seeing where it was at one point, and but I'll never stop, because doing nothing is worse with it. But it's not a good feeling when your time and energy, and you've worked so hard to build everything up from doing everything on yourself and having a team and a fulfillment centers and with all of this, to just sit here and watch, and like, you could put out anything and it just doesn't matter. And it's like not being seen. It's like, fuck, I've got to really puts the pressure on, because it's like, I got to get this shoulder and we got to go, because but I've always been protected and it will be worked out. But I have to remind myself to stay cool, calm, and collected every day, because if I act out of anger and do something stupid, if I say something stupid to the social media companies, which, trust me, I've wanted to many times with it, who's to say they won't just delete my entire account for threatening? You know what I mean? Think about this. But it's so personal. How do you not? But I have to, like, really, I'm like, this is why I'm like, you know, I want to meet with them and trying to say, hey, is there someone to meet with? And I'm hoping Elon on Twitter. I have to put this stuff out every day. It's the only chance, because doing nothing will happen. By chance, if the right person sees and he sees and this gets fixed, the problem is instantly resolved on there. And then it will allow me to be seen by so many more people that I can address these other platforms. And it puts pressure on these companies, because I'm actually getting traffic and can go viral again with telling my truth. Whereas when I tell my truth now, the same handful of people see it and that's it. It's a horrible thing. I agree. A lot of media companies act stupid. We live in a crazy world, man. And like Twitter, like I can't even, I got to keep that off my phone more than any of the other apps. Cause I can't, I'll tell you, one of the bad things since Elon took over, I get so much horrible stuff on my timeline that I don't want to see. And like everything with the shooting that just happened here with the trans person, horrible incident. And I don't know the details of it. And I know there was another shooting, another school shooting with it. And then people just arguing and just like, it just, that act of hate creates all these other acts of hate on that platform. But if you stay off of that, it doesn't exist on it. And you don't have to deal with other, like, you can argue all day long, but it's obsessing over something like, you know, we need to focus on resolutions. We can't control people that are crazy and that want to inflict pain and end the lives of innocent people. And this is one of the things, it's one of the I think it's one thing that we all of us don't understand, that it's one thing if you want to take your life and end your life and you're not happy, or if you're angry at the world, I have no issues with it. But if you want to take your life, go have at it. Like, please. I'll never try to say go. If that's what, death isn't bad once it's go, but to ruin the lives of innocent people and families that will forever scar them and just destroy them for the most part. I think none of us understand that. That's why it makes the shootings so frustrating. That's like, just end your life. That's all you got to do. And you're out, the pain is gone. But then people arguing over this and that. The only thing, you know, is hopefully we can learn and have better things in place to prevent these things from happening as often. But these things have happened. They've happened. People have done crazy things from the beginning of time with all of this. But, you know, I don't know. We're living in a day and age, like I told you guys, of all the processed foods, all the pharmaceutical drugs, all this stuff that kind of got introduced around with our parents, their grandparents, our parents and grandparents. This stuff really all started kind of coming into play, different vaccines and things that just started kind of altering stuff, the hormones in the food, like things like, are just the antidepressants and the Ritalins and the Adderalls and people just the Xanaxes and just people's and having kids. We don't know like how this stuff, like it affects. We're seeing all these crazy things. Like just, I don't think it's not an accident. But we'll never be able to control it. We never will. We can only control ourselves. And that's the best thing. We can go argue with people all day long. Best thing we can do is try to live our best life and to have as much positive influence on this world that we do with the things that we do in our day-to-day lives. That's how we make a difference. Not arguing on social media with the, and just over something that's already done, you know, it's pointless. I just saw, too, another episode of Black Mirror. I didn't realize they released another episode or two in 2019 or 18. I've got one more to watch. I just watched the one, though, where it was the guy where they were storing people's consciousness in the dolls. In the that whole episode, I'm going to go back and rewatch it because I missed a little part of it. And you want to talk about wild. But that Black Mirror, there's so many different episodes on that. That we are literally, like, we're hearing things are happening and they're talking about it is, we're going to see crazy things with where we're going with all of this, with the artificial intelligence and AI and just the technological advances at the speed that they're happening. And, you know, I really think, too, I told you guys, like, I've talked, it's crazy because I've talked about this for years. Like, I wouldn't be, like, shocked. They're going to be able to, like, with the AI, it's going to be merged with humans. It's inevitable because people are going to have super brains, essentially, in control of emotions and things. And it's going to take away the aspect of being human. I think there'll be a choice. I think there'll be people that stay human. And I think people that are going to go the route with the merged AI at points. And that's just going to continue to evolve and grow. Like, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. But I always said, like, why would you take the time to learn how to speak another language when you could buy it for $5,000? Or you want to know how to speak Spanish fluently, but you got to have the program, the chip and the deal and the implant, and we can upload it right here. Bam, you know Spanish. And that's great. That's a great thing. You can write all this stuff, but where wealth is really important. And then the poor, it's just all going to get kind of tied in together. And it's those of us that can see it with the direction of how things are already going. We're not there yet. Thank God. But that episode was pretty scary on some of the stuff. I highly recommend Black Mirror on Netflix. Grim Reaper, thank you for the super chat. What are your thoughts on the Demon Finn versus Edge in Hell in the Cell match? I'm super excited to see the Demon back in action. Yeah, so I love Finn. And I've never understood the whole demon thing with him. It was because, like, it wasn't a gimmick. I feel like it was just kind of, well, he did the entrance initially, right, in NXT and even maybe a little in WWE. I thought it was an amazing look. I loved it. A lot of work to go into that just to get ready for one show with all the paint and the whole deal. But it never came across, like, character-wise, Like there was nothing demonic about him to me. Like, I always thought, like, the Finn that he is now, I think, is better because it's more believable with it. But I think it's cool to, I get it with this and for WrestleMania and a special appearance by it. But it's not like the Fiend. Like, the Fiend, this is where I'm getting at with it. Like, the Fiend would no sell and do things, right? Supernatural powers. I never... The demon Finn that never I felt like was the thing. It was just still Finn wrestling with things, and maybe there was a little thing here and there, but it wasn't like the Fiend where that was the actual character, right, on it. But I think I understand it for this, and I saw a thing too. They might do something with Edge and Gangrel with the Brood entrance. That would be badass at WrestleMania. So for the simple fact of that alone, I'm hyped up just for the entrances on that match. It could be more exciting than the match, depending on, could be wrong. It's WrestleMania. I'm sure with the both of them, they're going to go all out within the guidelines they give them on that. But I dig it. I just never understood it character wise, which is probably why they got away from it, because it never was actually the character. It was more just kind of, it's cool. Great for action figures. Great it takes a lot of work to do it. It looks great, but it never was like the Fiend or anything to me. Hello, hello. looking at some of your questions here. Ryback versus Braun Breaker, dream match. We would have a great match, and we follow each other. Told you guys he used to send just talk here and there before he got into the business and a little bit after. He's done an exceptional job. He's got a very promising career. That said, the competitor in me doesn't think he can hold a candle to me. But we would bring out the best in each other. He's a very competitive guy. I could tell. I like him. Like, he's big, strong, a lot of similarities on things, but there's only one, the big guy trademark. He's very early on in his development too. He's gonna get better and better and better and better and better. And he's already doing awesome. Good to see all of you. Thank you very much for joining the Ryback Show. Yeah, the wall message behind me is so true. Yeah, about the rent is due every single day. We got to do the work every single day. Can't rely on the past, and we got to stay hungry. That's the whole deal about being hashtag hungry. That the whole feed me more hashtag hungry. That is my Nike Just Do It. That's the reason why it was so important and passionate, because it forever changed my life when I embraced that and strive for that in all areas of life. Not just trying to get rich or trying to be just as much of a well-rounded, good person, hardworking person that's just hungry for all areas to get the most out of this life. That we don't know what comes after this. We don't have the answers. All we know is what we know right here, right now. And try to make the most and make each day as good as possible, and just try to stay as well-rounded as possible. And, you know, and that's where I tell you guys that the hungry and that feed me more, but it's in all areas of life. It's not like just give me, give me, give me. That's not what it's about. It's about tapping into being our absolute best each and every day and trying to just have a positive impact in this world more often. That's why I do all this stuff. I put out this content. And that stuff has the ability, and unfortunately, a lot of it's suppressed, but at the right point in the right time, and I've told you guys, like that Andrew Tate, this stuff will just start surfacing and popping up, do one thing, and then everything and gets fixed. And all of a sudden now all these years of work it's like endless content, and the people go, oh my God, this guy gets me all these views. We're going to go watch his other videos and get views. I've got years of this now in place. It's always better to do something than to do nothing on that. Yeah, Kyle, we just talked about that. I will do the podcast at some point. I'm waiting. I've got legal stuff. There's certain situations, man, that some of you just are so goddamn clueless about that I tell you directly, Kyle, I'm pretty sure you were here the other day. Like, so you either get it or you don't. Hello, hello, welcome. I appreciate all the love and support, guys. I am going to go ahead and we're going to wrap up today's show with you guys. I have to get on my phone here. The palm tree people are going to be out shortly and to dig out this stump on the palm tree. And I got to see what is going on. If we're going to replace it with other palm tree, or I'm going to buy another tree that maybe can give me a little more privacy right there anyways with the wall, because I've got enough palm trees all around the house anyways. With all of that, but check out, we got our deal. I'll put it in the description for Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com today. $40 off orders, $100 and up, have $100 in your cart. Use discount code March 40. We'll give you $40 over $100 and up. So spend $100, it's going to be $60. Spend $200, it'll be $160. Great way to save. If you want the Pumplex City, our ultra premium pump formula, non-stim pre-workout, buy one, get one free all day until midnight Pacific tonight, guys. Stuff is kick-ass. It tastes great. Discount code PUMPBOGO, B-O-G-O, PUMP, P-U-M-P-B-O-G-O, feedmemore.com. No limit. You want to buy 10, 5 are free. You want to buy 4, 2 are free. You're getting hooked up on that today. Take advantage of it. And we'll be back for another episode tomorrow. And I'll be at WrestleCon this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You guys, if you can't do pictures and autographs, I never get upset that, and I understand everyone's finances are different with all of this. You are more than welcome to come over and say hello, come shake my hand, have a conversation. I it's it's I do not discriminate on any of that. And I'm out there to meet you guys and have a good time. And I thoroughly enjoy doing stuff like this and didn't get to do it for quite a few years. So it's very nice to be able to go back and do this again. So thank you guys as always. Let's have a great rest of the day. And until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more.
Hey, Rybackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications. For the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch, visit feedmemore.com.